So we are going to get right to our post-game interviews brought to you by Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved. And we wanted to get Coleman Lemke, your first career start here, three seasons at Portland. Couldn't get one to go early, but then in the second half, you relaxed, got a wide-open three on a great kick out, knocked it down, and a career-high 8 points for you tonight. How excited were you when you found out you were going to get a start?
We had talked about it. Lex talked to me after the last game, told me I was going to start. So I'm not going to lie, I was very, very nervous. It's been a long time coming, 4 years here, and I went from a guy that's not playing to down the starting lineup. So, yeah, I'll pat myself on the back. Pretty proud of myself for that.
That's big time, Coleman. You deserve it. We're talking about the energy you bring every day. I thought it was important not only, you know, what you bring offensively, but I think you're one of the most vocal guys on the team defensively every day in practice. And I think in a game like this, so important. Talk a little bit about the scout and the prep for these guys with the number of shooters and drivers and screens and cuts and things going on. How important was communicating defensively tonight?
Very important. Jermaine really brought it this week. Chris Austin really brought it this week. And, you know, just leaders brought it this week. Talk about communication and stuff. Vuk really brought it this week. You know, it's tough for Vuk because he's in a spot where he started the last 2 years, and he didn't start tonight. And it wasn't like he dipped because he wasn't starting. He all week gave energy as if it was his first time starting ever. And I really want to I'm really proud of him for that.
That's great.
Chatting here with Coleman Lemke, our Nike player of the game. And so with all the fluctuation, you know, changing rotations, these games are always weird when you play the lower division teams because size-wise, physically, they don't match up. It kind of takes you out of some of the things, but they serve as great opportunities for a lot of guys to get in and get some opportunities. What was the most important thing other than getting the win that you guys did tonight in the manner that you won this game?
Yeah, like you said, we're here to get guys opportunities against these teams. This is how I got my opportunity my first 2 years, playing against these teams. The game plan coming in the game was these guys, they have nothing to lose. They're going to come out, they're playing the D1, they're amped up, and you got to hit them first. You got to hit them from the jump, and in my opinion, they would give up, and we got out to that 18-2 lead start, and it was kind of over from there.
Yeah, they did hit back. You know, you knew they were going to make some threes because that was the only kind of weapon in their bag that they could bring in. They did it, but you guys never let it get, you know, uncomfortable at that point. And you guys found the bigs, and that was key. It made it obvious. How much more confidence now does a game like this, teammates having each other and building trust and knowing that you can throw it into a big, but the big's going to throw it back out. You got a couple of threes from ball going inside, coming out, but also that if you get it down to the bigs and they've got a guy sealed, they can finish.
I mean, we talked about it all the last 2 weeks. Get it in, and our bigs, if they're not on the block, they got to get the ball out. So, you know, Mez found me in the second half. We had a, you know, it's inside out passing. You know, when you go shoot with the manager, when you go shoot on the gun, it's with an inside out pass. So we were getting it inside, kicking it out, and it's easy shots from there because this is what we do every single day.
Yeah, a little different than even the Lewis and Clark game, who was fronting the post tonight. They wanted to play behind and double. I told Swag, those are the shots you've been shooting since you were a little kid, those inside-out threes and jumpers, and credit to the bigs for not only finding guys, but I think also scoring when it was one-on-one. They made strong moves and were able to go and finish at the rim. Absolutely. And you look at the shooting percentages for Jermaine, for Bull, and for Mez, it was impressive down in the paint.
No question. And then, so now, and you did all this, Austin Rapp, unfortunately, at the end of the last practice, tweaked an ankle. So that was unexpected that he wasn't going to be here available, precautionary. He's not wearing a boot, so hopefully Wednesday it's feeling good enough he can get out there. How do you translate the confidence that you acquired and everybody got? Good to see Max see the shots go down again for him. How do you translate that now back to a D1 opponent on Wednesday in Bakersfield?
I mean, what we did tonight is what we're supposed to do. So we need to come out next game like winning is what we're supposed to do. Tonight, I believe we started five real winners. And then coming off the bench, they came in and kept the energy up. So we just been keying in on win. You got to want to win. You have to have a will to win. And I think we did that tonight, and I think we're going to do that against Bakersfield. I think we finish off non-conference play with two wins. And we're going to go into conference with a three-game win streak.
No question. And we talked about the other thing with so many younger guys where there's not a lot of baggage here, so it won't take too many wins to build up the confidence. But it's confidence in doing it together. I think that's the most important thing.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Getting out there, having different groups out there, getting used to playing with different guys was definitely you could see it through the game. We struggled a little bit with different lineups, but just getting out there and playing together, figuring out what we need to do was really big for our team tonight.
Well, it was great to see you get the opportunity tonight. It was well earned coming up in there. 8 points again, 2 boards. Let me get the line for you. 3 assists, a plus 15 in 20 minutes. So glad you get this opportunity sticking with the program and so many years here. So hopefully this is the catapult, the launching point for this team to start to find itself with 2 more games this week.
For sure. Yep. Go Pilots.